When we talk about holiday shopping, we're usually referring to gift shopping. But as anyone who's ever hosted the family Christmas party knows, holiday shopping can also mean food shopping. And this year in New Hampshire, there are more options for that kind of shopping than perhaps ever before. Kathleen Callahan reports for the New Hampshire Business Review. She recently wrote about the growing amount of competition among stores that sell food. She joins me now to talk about what she found. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Brady.
I said stores that sell food because it's not just grocery stores anymore, is it? Where all can you shop for groceries?
There are a whole lot of places you can shop. There's a lot more than just the traditional supermarket that you're used to shopping at. Of course, there are the big sellers like the Costco and the Sam's Club, but those have been around for a long time. But now stores like Walmart and Target are also trying to diversify into the grocery business. Actually, all of the Target stores in New Hampshire have now added groceries. So they're trying to become more like one-stop shops.
And convenience marts are expanding their selection.
Yeah, of course.
Gas stations.
Yep, and pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, they're adding more groceries as well to their shelves. And then we're actually getting growth in high-end specialty retailers here in New Hampshire, too. Trader Joe's has recently come to New Hampshire for the first time, which has excited a lot of people, myself included, I have to admit.
Now, there's been a perception in the past that some of these chain stores that are getting into large grocery shopping for the first time, the Walmarts, the Targets, would have a limited grocery selection or would maybe sell lower quality goods because they're not really a grocery store. And these chains have then been spending a lot of money to try and erase those perceptions and say, we really do have full service groceries.
Yep. I mean, if you go into Target now and you go to their grocery section, it's really big. And especially like the super Walmarts as well, they have a lot of groceries in there. I mean, you probably won't get the same selection that you'll get going into a Shaw's or a Hannaford or Stop and Shop, but they're really making a big push to expand that and try to capture all the dollars that they can get from consumers.
Now, what has been the effect on those more traditional, they sometimes called middle-of-the-road grocery stores, the Hannaford, the Market Basket, the Shaw's? What kind of pressure, then, are they feeling as these other chain stores and other kinds of businesses are doing their kind of business?
I think they definitely are feeling pressure. As an example, we've seen what's kind of happening to Shaw's. Last month, they announced that they were going to be laying off 700 employees across New England. They didn't break it down for New Hampshire, but there were people in New Hampshire that were affected by that. I don't know if it's fair to say that Stop and Shop and Shaw's and Hannaford all hurting in the same way, but this has taken a big bite out of them. They had a 66% market share in 2000, and by 2011, they had only a 51% market share. So people were, you know, buying far less groceries at these traditional supermarkets than they have before. So, of course, it has a huge impact on them.
Because you think that everybody goes to the grocery store, but now it seems like just barely a majority of people are going to the grocery store.
Yeah, so only about half the groceries being sold now are coming from supermarkets. And that's pretty big when you think about it. Before, it was two-thirds of them, so.
On the other side of the coin, Shaw's laying off people. Market Basket appears to be expanding. Can you explain what that's all about?
They're just the exception to the rule. Let's see, since 2010, they have opened or expanded 6 stores in New Hampshire. That's not the end. I don't think their growth is going to be slowing down anytime soon because they have another store that's going to be opening next year in Bedford. It's hard to say exactly why, but I think it really is because people see them as a value brand.
Is this sustainable, or are we going to get to a point where some of these stores or some of these chains are simply hoping that the other fellow goes out of business before they do?
Yeah, I don't know that it is sustainable. And someone that I talked to, an editor of food industry publication, he just said he thinks Shaw's is probably going to be the first casualty of that because its parent company, Super Value, is already reported trying to sell it off. He basically said that within the next year, it's not going to be the same shape that we know it is as it is now.
Well, Kathleen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Kathleen Callahan of the New Hampshire Business Review. You can find a link to her feature story on the growth in grocery competition in New Hampshire at nhpr.org.